We're Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, three lines before the wide lines. Okay, this is in the middle of a Gemara, really, even though it's a new thing. The Gemara was discussing before, there was an argument a few pages ago between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay? Now, Rabbi Yehud, there was an argument in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there was a concept of a girl who is a Na'ara, between 12 and 12 and a half. So the Mishnah said either she or her father can accept the her get. That means if the husband wants to divorce this girl, she can accept the get, because she's over 12, or the father can accept the get. Rabbi Yehuda says, not true. The only one that can accept the get is her father, not her. Okay? So by get, the Chachamim say, the father and her. Rabbi Yehuda says, only the father. Okay, comes along Rabbi Reish Lakish and says that just like they're arguing by a get, they're arguing by kedushin, which means, according to the Chachamim, the girl or the father can accept kedushin to become get married, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the father can accept her kedushin. Okay, which means like this, like we learned, under 12, everybody says only the father can accept the kedushin. Over 12 and a half, everybody says only the girl can accept her kedushin. Unless she appoints the father as an agent. Okay? Between 12 and 12 and a half, we have these opinions. So according to the Shlokish, the Chachamim hold her or her father can accept the kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda says no, only the father. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, says not true. By kedushin, everybody says only the father can accept it. Okay? So bottom line, argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, which is relevant to what we're learning now, when it comes to Kedushin, can a girl between 12 and 12 and a half, is it only the father, which is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, or according to Reish Lakish, according to the Chachamim, either her or her father can accept. Okay, that's the story up to now, what we need to know. So now the Gemara says like this, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, in fact, it says like this. Ha'ish mekadesh his bitei. In our Mishnah, we learned before, a man, what? Two lines before the wide lines. Tanan, ha'ish mekadesh his bitei kshi naida bayu b'shluchei. It says in the Mishnah, a man could do kedushin for his daughter when she's a naida, 12 to 12 and a half, either him or his shliach. So what does it say? The Mishnah says, "By ubishluchein." Only if the father makes a shliach or the father does it. But ba ubishlucha. But if the girl wants to do it, no. What does the Mishnah say? A father can accept the kedushin for a girl. It doesn't say or her, or she could do it, right? So to you, to the Reish Lakish, it's a question on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says, "Kon to the chachamim, either her or the father could accept it." Amalach, Reish Lakish says no. You know who our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda maintained, we learned before, only the father, both by get and by kedusha, only the father. So you can't ask me a question from that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But according to the Chachamim, it's either her or her father when it comes to kedusha. Okay, that's what the Gemara is saying. But the Gemara asks like this. How can you say this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda when there's a problem with the end of the Mishnah, meaning the next Mishnah? And here let me give you a brief introduction. It's a very simple, crazy Gemara. I mean, crazy people. Okay? Normally, Kedushin works. A man comes over to a woman, gives her something of value. Okay? It has to be a pruta. Okay? A few cents, whatever it's worth. And he says, I at mekadeshesli. Okay? What happens if a guy comes over to a woman and gives her something that's not worth anything? It's worth a half a pruta.
What is a pruta?
A pruta is the smallest denomination of currency that existed years ago. Today's question how much it is. Okay, let's say a penny. Okay, let's for argument's sake a penny. Okay? So if a man comes over to a woman and gives her something of value, at least a penny, she's mukadeshes. What happens if he gives her something worth a half a penny? It's not kedushin. Like the Mishnah said, because for that, a woman is not going to give herself over to the husband's too little money. or it's not money at all. Now, what happens if a guy gives a woman like this? He says to her, become mukadashis to me. He gives her a fig. And then he gives her, it says, and with this. He says, become mukadashis to me with this and this. So he gives her a fig and then another fig. Now, do those two figs combine to make one, or is it two separate actions? In other words, if a man comes over to a woman, yeah, and says, here's a half a pruta, half a penny. And 10 minutes later, he comes over to her again. Okay, here, become mukadesh to me with a half a penny. It's no good. He never gave her a full cent. He gave it half, and a day later, half. That doesn't make a whole. It has to be together. Okay? So the question is, the guy comes to the woman and says like this, become mukadesh to me. Let's see it inside. It says like this, I'm Elisha, if a man says to a woman, his kachili b'tmarazu, become mukadesh to me, betrothed to me with this date. Then he says, he gives her another date, and he says, his kachili b'zu, become mukadesh to me with this. So the Mishnah says like this, okay, so what does the Mishnah over there say? What does the Mishnah say over there? If each one of the dates has a pruta, it's good. No. If one of the dates, at least, is worth an entire pruta, it's good. But if it's half and half, it's no good. Because you have to give her a pruta at one time. You can't give her a half a pruta and then another half a pruta.
It's a deposit,
definitely. No, it doesn't work. This deposit don't work.
Why not? If the whole point is to have peruta, who cares? I give you half now, half a second later. If the point is to get a one peruta...
Because the act of kedushin needs to be done with a peruta. Now, we're going to learn more in the Gemara. Over here, the difference, you know what the problem is? He said, become a kedush to me twice. He said, become a kiddush to me with this. Become a kiddush to me with this. So the fact that he said kiddushin twice means it's two separate actions. And each date only had a half a pruta. If one of the dates had a pruta, then it's valid. Because he gave her one pruta at one time. Right? Now, v'amrinan, and we say, man tana, which opinion holds? His kachi. If you say twice, become betrothed to me, separate it. Amar Rabba says, Rab Shimon he, it's Rab Shimon. The Amar Rab Shimon holds, Achayim is shvua l'chol echad v'echad. Okay? Now, there's a din like this. The Gemara doesn't say, Rab Ashi explains what the case is. The case is like this. This is not going by Kedushin. Five people come over to one guy and says, each one says, you owe me $100. Each guy says, you owe me $100. Okay? He says, I don't owe you. I swear I don't owe you. Okay? Then, he realizes that he lied. He admits that he lied. Okay? Now, if you swear falsely, you have to bring a sin offering. It's called a Karban Asham. The question is, does he have to bring one Karban Asham or five Karban Ashams? Huh? Three opinions. This is great. Three opinions about this. The guy says... Okay, here. Rav Shimon rules that he is obligated to bring only one such offering, unless if he says, I swear. But if he says, I swear I don't owe you and you and you and you, then it's one carbon. But if he says, I swear, that separates it. And then he has to bring five sacrifices. Now, The Gemara is likening that case to our case. Because here the guy said, Kedushin, Kedushin. Okay? Betrothed to me, betrothed to me. Does that split it into two? And because none of them have a pruta, it wouldn't be valid? Or do we say the splitting is not a splitting? Is it one act or two acts? Right? That was it. So from the case of Rav Shimon, we see from the case of Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds, when you say, swear, 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 it breaks it. So therefore, if a guy says, Kedushin, Kedushin, it splits it also. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon, now, if the end of the Mishnah goes according to Rav Shimon, that means the beginning of the Mishnah also goes according to Rav Shimon. What did the beginning of our Mishnah say? That only the father could accept the Kedushin. What did the Reish Lakish answer? The Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds only the father. But the Chachamim hold the father or the girl. So Gemara says you can't say that. Because the second case of the Mishnah for sure goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That means, who's the first opinion? Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you say the Mishnah? How could you say the beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda if Rabbi Shimon for sure said the end, which means the beginning is also Rabbi Shimon. Logically, one guy said the whole Mishnah, right? So if he's proving from the Gemara that the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon has to be the one saying it, so then the first part of the Mishnah also has to go according to Rabbi Shimon. So how do you say it's according to Rabbi Yehuda? Yeah, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon Yechai.
What did Rabbi Shimon say about the father
and... But we are assuming Rabbi Shimon is the Chachamim. Yeah. Because if Rabbi Yehuda says only the father, that means everybody else disagrees, including Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara says, V'chi temer, if you're going to say, no, the whole mission is Rabbi Yehuda. But, Bifrati, when you say, I swear, I swear, I swear, I swear, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon. But he said, you can't say that. For Tanya, this is the rule. Mem Dalid.
In which Mishnah?
Page Mem Dalid. Five lines into the wide lines. Okay. And he says, Zaklau. The time we learned in the Brisa like this. Klal, if he denied the five guys, ain't a chayv ala achas. In other words, like this. If he said, I don't owe any of you, going back to the oath, okay? Yeah, if he says, I don't owe any of you, how many korbanos does he have to bring? One. Prat, what happens if he said, you, then he has to be in chayev al kol achas v'achas. Even if he doesn't say, I swear, this is Rab Meir's opinion. Rab Meir holds like this. Five guys come to me and say, you owe me $100. Each one says that I owe each one of them $100. I said, I don't owe any of you. And I swear, everybody says you have to bring only one korban. Because you only swore once. Rav Meir says, what happens if I say, I don't owe you? He doesn't say swear. He says, I don't owe you, or you. Then Rav Meir holds you have to bring five korbanos. Rav Yehuda Eimer, no. When is it? When he says, Shvua, Loiloch, Loiloch, Loiloch. If he says the words, very interesting, Gemara. If he says, I swear to you, then it's five. Rabbi Eliezer, amen? No. Loi lecha, 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 shvua. Not you, I swear. In other words, this is the question is, what do people mean when they say a word? Language. Okay? And you go by the majority of people. Okay? Like, does it end by a vowel? A vowel means the way majority of people interpret it to mean that's what it means. Meaning like this. It's very simple. It's just a question of language. Okay, the Gemara itself is very easy to understand. Bottom line is, if I swear once, I bring one korban. If I swear five times, I have to bring five korbanos. Now, Rav Meir says, even if I don't use the word swear, I just say, I don't owe you, that itself separates them, you have to bring five korbanos. If I just say, I don't know any of you, then it's one korban. But if I say, you, it's five different types. Rav Yehuda says, no. You know when it becomes five? If I say, I swear that I don't owe you. But I have to use the word swear at the beginning. Comes along, Rabbi Lezer says, no. You know when it's five? When you use the word I swear at the end. Not you, I swear. You know, the question is, what do people mean? When they start, they mean everything, or when they end, they mean everything before?
Different language in Persian, they say different English, they say different language, they use a different
language. This is speaking Lashon Kodesh in Hebrew.
It's more sure at the end.
1 second. That Mary says, even if you don't use the word shvur, even if you don't use the word swear, I just say, I don't owe you. That's it. Five. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You have to say, I swear that I don't owe you. Then it means that I'm swearing five times.
Only if you do a false swear.
Right. But then later he admits that he lied. Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, you have to say, not you, I swear. Because that means he swore five times. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Le'elam einechayiv ad sheyem eshvur l'chol echad ve'echad. According to Rabbi Shimon, you know when it's five? When the guy says, I swear you, then it's five shavuos. It's very interesting what the Gemara is discussing, basically. We all know if it's one shavuah and you lied, you bring one korban. You make five shavuos, it's five korban. That's a given. The question is, when is it one, when is it five? When is it one korban, when is it five? The Rameh says, if I say I don't owe you, it's automatically five. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. In order to make it five different oaths, the guy needs to say, I swear I don't owe you. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. You want to make it five? It has to be the opposite way. He has to say, I don't owe you, I swear. And Rabbi Shimon holds, he has to say, I swear not you. He has to say five times not you. What do you see from this whole thing? That the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue. So you can't say that they agree to each other in the dinam of you, if it's one or five. His kachi. It can't be. So how can you say? So the Gemara says, you're right. Elukula Rabbi Shimon. The whole Mishnah, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Because what does our Mishnah say? If a guy says, his kachi, there's two separate kedushins, right? And then if each one of them is not a pruta, then it's not a good kedushin, because he never gave her in one kedushin a whole pruta. What did he say? His kachili with this date, and each date is a half of pruta, then it doesn't combine. Because the word hiskachi separated the two actions, and he never gave her a whole prutit one time. Right? But, by the din of shlichus, meaning, Rab Shimon holds like Rab Yehuda, which means that Rab Shimon would agree with Rab Yehuda that only the father could accept the kedushin and nobody else.
It's a shlich.
No, a shlich is not an issue. Not a shlich. The father can accept kedushin for a naira, Reish Lakish holds, according to the Chachamim, or the girl could do it. Rabbi Yochanan holds only the father could do it. Rabbi Yehuda holds even by get only the father could do it. By kedushin for sure. Right? Okay, so far we're back to the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda says, by a get, the father. What about The Chachamim hold by a get, her or her father can accept the get. What's with Kedushin? Can a Naida or the father accept? Rish Lakish says yes, Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon is only the father. So Gemara tells a story. Rabasi le'ala beis medrash. One day, Rabasi didn't show up in yeshiva. He didn't come to class, he ditched. Ashkechina le'Rab Zeira. He bumped into Rab Zeira. He said, no, my omer ahidna be medrasha. What did I miss in yeshiva? Amalei, he says, you know something? Afano la'ayil. I also didn't go. But Rab Abin hu da'ayil. But Rab Abin went. This is what Rab Zeira said. Rab Zeira said, but you know, Rab Abin went, and he told me what they learned in Beis Medrash today. What did they learn in Beis Medrash? Listen to this. In the Beis Medrash, they took a vote, and everybody ruled like Rabbi Yechanan. That by Kedushin of a Naira, only the father could accept the Kedushin. That only the father could do it. And Rish Lakish screamed like a bird. In English, it's a crane, but it's a type of a loud bird that makes a lot of noise. In other words, there's an argument between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. They're both sitting in Beis Medrash. They took a vote. Everybody voted like Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, and nobody voted like Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish started screaming, what do you mean? He says, the Yatzav Ahaysa, we liken in the Pasuk get in Kedushin. There are many dinim that we liken get to Kedushin. So Rish Lakish said, I don't understand you. If by get, the father or the girl can accept it, so why by Kedushin not? What did Rish Lakish say? Joseph said, by get, the father or the girl can accept the get. So the same thing by Kedushin, the father or the girl. And Rabbi Yechanan said no. So Rish Lakish said, I understand, I have a proof from a pasuk. We liken get to Kedushin. If get, the father or the girl can accept it, so why by Kedushin can't they both not accept it? But, le'ashkich bein, nobody cared about Rish Lakish. You know, the interesting thing, Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish were brothers-in-law. Rish Lakish married Rabbi Yechanan's sister.
Why is it relative to the Gemara that they ditched, that they start the story of these two guys ditching Yeshiva, and then they get into the conversation?
I'll tell you why. Let's see now the Gemara, you'll see why. Amalei Rababin Bar Samcha. So Ravasi asked Rab Zeira, who told him what Rababin said. He said, is Rababin reliable? That this is what they discussed in the Beis Medrash? So he says, Amalei, Rab Zeira said to him, yeah, k'min yama l'tignehu. It's a very interesting, it's a goyish expression he got from this Gemara. It's the fish from the street, from the sea into the frying pan. Meaning, it happened as soon as he left the Beis Medrash, I asked him, so he didn't even have time to forget. So he's reliable, because it was like from the sea, straight into the frying pan. Meaning it was instantaneous. Taisus right. Brings down another opinion. That's not what it means. That means there's a city called Yama, and there's a city called Tigne, and it's a very close cities. So it's like the distance from Yama to Tigne that the guy couldn't have made a mistake. So basically, the Gemara says the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan, because that was the vote in the Beis Medrash. The vote in the Beis Medrash was. But why is the Gemara telling us this? For a few reasons. Number one, the Gemara teaches us that even if they couldn't make it, they wanted to know what they missed. Okay? A lot of times you don't come to a class, you don't bother asking, what did I miss? Okay, I missed. Teaches us that they cared about the learning. They cared what they missed. And in fact, the Gemara says another, now Rav Nachman Yisrael says another interesting point about the story. There were a bunch of rababins. But it doesn't say which Rababin it was. It just says Rababin. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak said, Rababin b'Rab Chiya, they didn't say Rababin the son of Rab Chiya. They didn't say it was Rababin bar Kahana, the son of Kahana. El Rababin stam, just plain Rababin. So Gemara says, my nafkimina, what difference does it make? So he says, because in case he said something different, is he contradicting himself or not? Yes, we want to know which Rabbin said this thing that everybody ruled like Rabbi Yechanan. Bottom line, The halacha is a kebechanan, the Gemara says, which means as follows. If you have a father and a naira, again, this is only a girl between 12 and 12 and a half. Okay? Everybody says, no, the chachamim hold, the father or her can accept the get. Rabbi Yehuda holds only the father. Okay? That's by get. By kedushin, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan, that only the father could accept the kedushin, not the girl. That's it. Only the father could. She doesn't have the ability until she's 12 and a half to accept the kedushin. Only the father could do it. Now the Gemara says like this. Boy, mine Rav and Rav Nachman, Rav asked the shalif from Rav Nachman the following. Naira ma shetas shliach lekabogita miyad baila. Can a girl, okay, make a shliach to accept the get from the husband? Now, before we said that a girl, for the get, that the girl or her father could accept the get. Okay? The question is, can the girl make a shliach to accept her get? What? Why not?
If she can't accept herself.
No, we're saying a get she could accept herself. The halacha like the chacham, not like Rabbi Yehuda. That by get, the girl can accept her own get. Right? Now the question is, can she appoint an agent to accept it for her?
So you have to be of age to appoint a shliach.
Well, she's an adult. The question is like this. Kiyad avia damya, and this is a very interesting general question. Is it like the hand of the father, or is it like the courtyard of her father? Meaning like this. And this is chotem mitam yad, chotem mitam shlichas. In Bab Metzia, there's a lot of discussion about this whole concept. When a girl accepts the get, this 12-year-old girl, okay, is she doing it as a father's courtyard, or is she doing it as the father's extended hand? Meaning like this. The din of a get, especially years ago, biblically, when you could divorce a woman against her will, not since Rabbeinu Gershom came, but before Rabbeinu Gershom, you're able to divorce a woman against her will. So the din was, if her husband took a get and threw it into the wife's courtyard, that was hers, she was divorced.
That's
because
it.
It's her property. Yeah, yeah.
It's like newspaper delivery.
Years ago, yeah, yeah. Years ago, the Gemara talks about that in Git, not so much in Kedushin. A guy would walk over to the wife and give her a get, and this, she wouldn't even know what hit her. He would give her a get, and that was it.
Cancel her
subscription. They had to pay her ksuba, by the way. But that was able to divorce against her will. And therefore, the Gemara says, even if you throw it into her courtyard, provided the courtyard is fenced, that is protected, so it's like she got it.
She's his wife. What is her courtyard?
Oh, so the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara asks, if everything that belongs to the women are not here, if everything that belongs to the woman belongs to the husband, so how does she have her own courtyard? So the Gemara says, Gita v'yada b'an ke'echad. Simultaneously, the get makes the courtyard hers. It's a very interesting phenomenon. The courtyard is his. But the second he gives the get, the courtyard simultaneously becomes hers. If it's her courtyard. If it's her courtyard, once she gets married, it belongs to the husband. Right? But because he's giving her the get, the simultaneous action makes two opposite things happen at the same time. She gets the get, and the courtyard becomes hers to even accept the get.
In other words, it converts back to her. It was hers to begin with.
Right. Yeah, but it's not that she gets the get and then it reverts back to her because then she never got the get.
What if she's in her father's house at the same time?
Then it doesn't matter. Then also. Okay? So what's the question over here? When we say the 12-year-old girl can accept the get, okay, her or the father, is she doing it like the father's hand, and therefore just like the father can make a shliach, so could she. Or is she like the father's courtyard? You know, not that she has a right to accept it, but she's not any different than the father's courtyard. Just like you could throw a get into the courtyard. You can put a get into her hand.
But there's one little difference.
Why?
Because in the courtyard, the husband's throwing it in. If she hires a shliach, somebody's taking it.
No, but the question is, yeah, if it's she's the husband, the father's courtyard, then she cannot accept a get. She cannot make a shliach. Because a courtyard can't make a shliach. A courtyard cannot make a shliach to accept a get. So that's the Gemara's question. What din does this 12-year-old girl have? That's what Gemara says. Kiyad avia damya. Is she like the hand of the father? Or is it like a courtyard? Okay? Therefore, the Gemara says, do we say kiyad avia damya that she's like the father? Therefore, ma avia mashle shliach, just like the father can make a shliach. If she's an extension of the father, then she could also make a shliach. Or dilma, kechatzad avia damya, it's like the courtyard of the father, meaning it's like the father's property, and therefore admata gita liyada. Therefore, until she gets the get, Lo Megashi, she doesn't become she doesn't get the get. Meaning like this. Until she gets the get, she's not divorced. Meaning like this. There is, in Shlichas, we learned this a little bit before in the Gemara, but not so much. There is a sending Shliach or an accepting Shliach. It's called Shliach Leholacha or Shliach LeKabbalah. What does this mean? If a man, he wants to send a get to his wife, yeah? And he makes a shliach to send a get to the wife. Okay? Now forget this girl for a second. A normal shliach is the extension of the sender. The proxy, the agent, is the extension of the sender. So if I give, if somebody gives a get to a shliach to bring to his wife, when does the wife get divorced? When she gets the get.
Not the shliach.
Huh? No, because the shliach only the extension of the husband.
What if she sends
it? 1 second. I'm saying, if the husband sends a shliach to send the get to the wife, as long as the woman didn't get it, she's not divorced. Once she gets it, she's divorced. In other words, what happens if the husband changes his mind before the shliach gets there and he calls him up and says, don't send it, don't give it? She's not divorced. What happens if the woman sends a shliach to the husband to receive my get for me? She doesn't say, I'm saying, making you an agent to bring me the get. She says, I'm sending you a shliach to accept the get for me.
It's not
the second the shliach gets it, she's divorced.
Oh, yeah?
Because now he's her extended hand. Mm-hmm. Right?
She says,
accept the get for me. That means as soon as the shliach accepts the get, she's divorced. Now, even if the girl made a shliach, the Gemara is saying, by the way, what happens? The Gemara's question is, can she make a shliach to accept the get?
Does she have to pay?
1 second. It doesn't matter. The Gemara's question was, can she make a shliach to accept the get for her? Okay? So the Gemara explains, what's the question? If the shliach brings her the get, and she gets the get, then everybody says she's divorced. The question is, can she make a shliach to accept the get for her? Because if she's the courtyard of the father, she can't make a shliach. Because she's only a courtyard. She's not the extension of the father. She's a property of the father. So until it gets into the property, she's not divorced. So if the shliach accepts it for her, she didn't get it yet. Right? So this is the Gemara's question. can the woman make a shliach to accept the naira? A woman normally could. The question is, a girl who's between 12 and 12 and a half, can she make a shliach to accept a get for her? So Gemara says, what's the question? If she's the extension of the father, then she can make a shliach. As soon as the shliach gets it, she's divorced. Or, if it's the courtyard of the father, she's not divorced until she actually gets it. And that's the Gemara's question. What?
In each case, whether she's able to be divorced once her shaliach is accepting it there, or even if it comes and she gets it, can she get married a minute later?
No, a woman needs to wait 92 days until she gets married. No, but the difference if she commits adultery, does she get killed or not?
After the acceptance.
Once a woman accepts the get, right? She's not married anymore.
Right.
So if she commits adultery, it's not adultery. Right? But if the shliach is sending the get and she doesn't get the get yet, until she gets the get, she's not divorced. So if she committed adultery, she did commit adultery. Right? The question, and it's very important, when is the get a get? When the shliach accepts it or when she gets it? I mean, it could matter in capital punishment or not. Does she get stoned or doesn't she get stoned? I mean, with choked with him. Does she get killed or doesn't she get killed? There's no joking around. And then it would go a different question. If she... Yeah, the Gemara is going to get into this soon. What happens? She gets the get, okay, and then she accepts Kedushin from another man.
Sorry, I got it.
Okay. Yeah, but that's to get married. What happens if she accepts Kedushin from another man? So if she's divorced, the second Kedushin is valid. If she's still a married woman, the second Kedushin is not valid. Which means, whenever she gets the get, she gets divorced from the first guy. She doesn't need a get from the second guy. But if the get is already effective, right? If the get is worth anything, then she needs a get from the second guy too.
What? Why?
Why she didn't do anything?
She's getting married for the guy, not getting divorced.
If the get is already valid, right? Okay, let's take a scenario. We use days, it'll be easier. Aleph Nissen, a man sends a get to the wife. Okay, it took a month to get there. Aleph Iyar, right, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, she gets the get. When is she divorced?
Aleph Iyar,
right? Now, what happens if the woman on Rosh Chodesh sends a shliach, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, to accept her get? Okay? Or, I'll tell you the truth, or if the husband says to the shliach, I want you to be the woman's shliach to accept the get. Yeah. Well, not against her will, because whatever, but... Okay, but let's speak of the simpler, basic case. The woman sends a shliach, okay, and the shliach happens to be in the city where the husband is. And from the husband's city to her city takes a month to get to. So in Rosh Chodesh Nissen, her shliach accepts the get from the husband. But she doesn't get the get for a month later, because it took him a month to travel. Right? Now, when is that woman divorced?
When the shliach gets the get.
The second the shliach gets the get, Aleph Nissen. Okay? Which means, if she committed adultery, 10th of Nissen, she doesn't get killed. Correct? In this case. Now, what happens in this case if the 10th of Nisan, she accepted Kedushin from another man?
She sent a shliach or no?
She sent a shliach who got the get, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now on the 10th of Nisan, another man proposed to her and she accepted.
She's married.
So now?
She's good.
Right. Now, what happens in the first case when the husband sends the get and on the 10th of Nisan she accepts Kedushin from somebody else? It's not. It's worthless. She doesn't need a get from the second guy, because a married woman can't accept kedushin from anybody else. It's worthless. Right? If a married woman, if a man comes over to a married woman and gives her a ring in front of two witnesses and says, "Hare amukadeshusli," does she need a get from the second guy?
No.
Even if the first husband eventually divorces her, does she need a get from the second guy? No, because it's completely invalid.
So once she gets divorced, why can't she marry the other guy?
But if the husband sends the shliach, then until the woman gets the get a month later, right, she's not divorced yet.
Fine, but she just accepted kedushin. She didn't do any adultery.
As you mentioned before, you said...
But the kedushin is worthless.
But then she can still get married?
Eventually, when she gets a get, if she wants to marry the guy, she can marry the guy.
This is why email is good.
Can't email a get. No, you can't.
No, I figured you could.
When they send a get today from one city to the next, the shliach is many times the mail.
Can you print out a get?
No, it has to be handwritten.
M-A-I-L.
M-A-I-L. The mail, but it's registered mail, it has to be signed, it goes to a best, and then, because that's all the...
The shliach doesn't fly to these cities?
They could.
It depends where it is.
But then you have to pay an airfare.
Yeah, but what if the mail gets lost? This is like sometimes.
That's what I'm saying, if it's registered mail, so they sign it.
Who actually writes the get?
A safer. No. The husband appoints the sefer to, he has to, clearly, he gives him the ink and the paper, the paper that they write the get on. The husband makes him clearly a shliach, because really the husband has to do it. It says he should write the cost of law sefer krisis. What does the pasuk say? You marry a woman, you hate her, right? The cost of law sefer krisis. The husband has to write. But the husband can't write, it's complicated, you have to write, like a sefer, I mean, it's a, so you appoint the sefer as your shliach to write the get. No, he doesn't. The only one that signs the get is two edim. What?
Who has to get
there? Ask him.
Huh?
I don't know. Also a sefer, whatever it is.
Two edim, that's it.
Only two witnesses sign the get, nothing else.
So they don't have pre-written gets?
No, every get has to be written explicitly. Now that the Gemara says... If a guy, what happens? A guy has two wives with exactly the same name. He has two wives, Rachel Bas Yaakov. Both wives are Rachel Bas Yaakov.
He's a troublemaker.
Okay? And he writes a get for wife one. And then he decides, you know what? Nah, I'm going to divorce wife two. The same name. That's what Gemara says when you're laughing. The din is, it's not a valid get. It has to be written explicitly, l'shmei v'lishma v'lishem gedush. You know how many times this is repeated in the process of a get writing? It's over and over and over, repeated, so that there shouldn't be any questions.
So 1/8 signs it when it's sent, and 1/8...
Well, the Gemara tells the story what happened. The Gemara says, a guy's walking in the street, he finds a get in the street. Looks at the names of the get, his name and his wife's name. Happen to be the same name as... The laws get. So the guy says, great. I already get. I save money. Let me give it a get. It's worthless. It's worthless.
Good question. In today, practically, what happens is when a woman gets a get, she has to keep the get on her all the time, or doesn't...
They don't keep the get at all.
What happens? How does it work? She keeps the get, she gives it to the basement. What does she do?
The Bezdin, there's a whole process.
Right.
How a woman has to accept the get, she has to put her hands like this.
Right.
And the husband has to drop it in, and then she puts it under her arm, and then she has to walk 6 feet and back. There's a whole a get takes hours. It's a process.
Then I mean,
then the best and takes the get.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's divorced.
Okay.
Once you get the get,
they
rip it. They make an X in it that it shouldn't be reused.
Well.
And then if you pay up the price. And then they give you a p'tur, which means piece of paper on stationery of the Beis Din, that on this and this date, this guy came over here, who was called this name, then this, and this name, gave a divorced his wife, whose name is this name, and that it's called a p'tur, meaning it's a document verifying that you got to get. Like if you're going to do a wedding for a divorce and you need proof that she's divorced, you're not going to get the get. There's no get. I mean, Beis Din has it. It's ripped it. An ex-
when you say two aidim, one aid is there for sending and one aid is there to accept.
No, both two witnesses signed the get.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah, and then you need two people watching the giving of the get.
And they sign it then too?
No.
Just to watch.
Watch the giving.
And this giving and everything is in front of Pesach.
Yeah.
Let's say the certificate.
And the six steps or whatever you said.
6 feet, they're so watching.
Logged in as the Besdin, as the witnesses that were there. And all
the
what? The Besdin logs those witnesses.
No, besides that, there's three people of a Besdin besides the two witnesses.
Right, but I mean, doesn't the Besdin record the names of the witnesses that were there?
Or? Yeah.
Oh. Quick question. When a person, when the certificate.
No, excuse me. No. In the Ptur, they just write the name of the three Rabbanim that were there for the get. They don't write the names of the witnesses.
So
in the get, you have, not in the Ptur.
What happens if the woman loses the certificate, though? How can
she goes to Bezin and gets another copy.
Wait. In the get, yes, in the Ptur.
In the get is only the two witnesses, no rabbis.
When it's accepted.
Yeah. So but in the document that they give you that there was a get, over there the three rabbis sign, not the.
So the rabbis